can you talk me through a little bit about, at a high level, what we're looking at as far as respiratory pathogens and the different cases going on in North Dakota right now?
Absolutely. For respiratory disease in North Dakota, our three main offenders that we see circulate every respiratory season are going to be influenza, COVID-19, and RSV. From what we can tell over the last couple of weeks, influenza and COVID-19 numbers have been increasing, with influenza rapidly increasing over the last couple of weeks. Other markers of respiratory illness, including outpatient visits for respiratory illness to emergency departments and urgent care clinics, that percentage has been going up as well. And hospitalizations and deaths due to both influenza, COVID-19, and RSV have been occurring over the last couple of weeks. So we know flu season is absolutely ramping up, and our activity has been increasing pretty steadily over the last couple of weeks.
If we look at this year compared to years in the past, I mean, are we seeing a substantial increase in cases of whether it's influenza, COVID, or RSV at this time compared to years past? Is there any data on that?
Yeah, influenza as well as COVID-19 can be very variable diseases, and disease activity from season to season can really depend on the viruses that circulate, the vaccine uptake for a given season, as well as other factors that could really influence the timing and the severity of a season. What we know about the most recent season, our 2024 to 2025 season, was our peak in activity occurred week 5 of 2025. So that was early February, late January. Activity really starts increasing typically in North Dakota in October, peaking between February and March. Our last couple seasons have actually saw that peak a little bit sooner, towards the end of December. And that's hopefully a trend that we don't see over the next couple weeks as we approach the end of the year.
I was going to say, we are right now, we're in the last couple of days of December. Any idea on when the season is forecast to peak, or is the data showing you any of that, or is it too early to tell?
For our current season, it is a little too early to tell necessarily when our peak in activity will be. Usually that's something that we can determine after it's already occurred. But from what we can say about current activity levels is that influenza is absolutely expected to continue circulating, especially with our previous week. We saw over 870 new lab confirmed cases, as well as 178 new lab confirmed cases of COVID-19. And so activity is absolutely still circulating for both of those viruses, and will likely continue through early January.
Now, I'm hearing a lot about a super flu. It's H3N2 influenza A. Have you guys been able to detect any of those cases in North Dakota? And if so, what are the symptoms you're hearing of that specific strain? Because what I've heard, at least nationally, is that there's this H3N2, H1N1 with a very low influenza B activity this year. So just wondering locally in North Dakota if we're seeing that trend as well.
Yeah, in North Dakota, for influenza, typically there are going to be two main subtypes of influenza that circulate each season for influenza A. That's going to be our influenza A 2009 H1N1 and our influenza A H3N2. Each season, it can really vary on which of those viruses will circulate in higher numbers. Typically, we see more influenza A, but there have been waves of influenza B in the past that have comprised most of our flu activity. Currently, this season, we do see mostly influenza A circulating, and of the viruses that we have subtyped, influenza A H3N2 is the current predominant strain. Typically, we don't report out those further subtyping results as they're received, But nationally, about 89.8% of subtype viruses collected since the beginning of November belong to the influenza A H3N2 subclade K. So this is a variant of the influenza A H3N2 virus. Typically, seasons that have influenza A H3N2 circulate have been associated with more flu-associated hospitalizations in individuals who are 65 years and older, as well as very young. And so we know that H3N2 can be a more severe virus when it circulates, and that's currently what we're seeing happen right now.
What's your message to the general public here in North Dakota about this evolving respiratory season with COVID, RSV, influenza, all of that? What's your message to North Dakota?
So my message would be that the best way to prevent serious disease for both yourself and others against these respiratory infections is to choose to get immunized against those viruses. Immunizations against all three diseases are currently available across the state. Fewer infections with these viruses means fewer missed work days, missed school days, sports, and other activities. So it's really important for North Dakotans to choose to get immunized. There are programs available to assist with getting immunized. Costs should not prevent anyone from being immunized. They're available from clinics, pharmacies, and local public health units across the state.
Looking at the immunization data that is released on the Department of Health and Human Services website, it looks like as of right now for this season, influenza at least 17% of all ages 6 months and older are vaccinated. That compared to 28% for all of last season and down significantly from 32% in the 21-22 season. Is that a concerning statistic to you guys and the folks at the Department of Health and Human Services?
Absolutely. We know that influenza vaccination rates in North Dakota children, especially those 6 months to 4 years, have declined over the last several years. And this is a trend I believe that's echoed across multiple conditions, not just for influenza. But coverage rates during the last season were 32.7%. Rates for the same age group during the 2020 to 21 season, so 4 years prior, were 53.5%. And so we know that these trends are concerning since children in this age group are at increased risk for severe disease from influenza and the complications from influenza, like pneumonia.
Levi Schlosser, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.